This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, last night, Jaslyn Landeros became the Future First Citizen at the conclusion of the Roseburg High School Foundation Scholarship Event. And Jaslyn, in here this morning, what do you think of all this?
It's really exciting. I feel a lot of joy, and I also feel proud of myself for this. Yeah.
So there were a number of finalists. Talk about the process you went through. I know there was a lot of interviews and things like that.
Yeah, so it started out with a general application. So you would fill out some personal information about yourself. There was also an activities list where you could list all the things that you had been involved in during high school. And then there were a couple short essay responses. And then afterward, five students got picked to be finalists. And then they had an interview with a panel of people on the Roseburg Foundation board. And then we ended off with a filmed interview with Brian Prowitz.
So nothing but like a little pressure.
A little bit. But, you know, I think pressure is also good sometimes. It keeps you.
So tell us more about yourself. How long have you lived in Roseburg?
I've lived in Roseburg since sixth grade. I moved here from Myrtle Creek, Oregon. And yeah.
And what about some of the things? Now, what year are you in high school?
I'm a senior in high school this
year. So you're a senior at 16.
Yes. In middle school, I made the jump from sixth grade to eighth grade. So I will be graduating at 16.
So that already tells us that you're on the right track. I mean, because not a lot of people get to do that. What are some of the things you've done at RHS?
So I'm involved in a few clubs like Astra. But my main club is Future Business Leaders of America. I'm the president this year. I've done a community service project with FBLA where we taught financial literacy and career development lessons to students in the special education program. That was a really fun project. I also am involved in sports. I run varsity cross country and varsity track and field. This year we went to state for cross country, and that was really exciting. I got a PR at the race.
So do you have any free time?
I do have a little free time. This year I've made it a priority to, you know, do things for myself and get involved in some hobbies. Like this year I started throwing ceramic, you know, projects on the wheel, which is a lot of fun. I can make myself a mug or a bowl.
Wow. So you've got all kinds of interests. What about after you graduate? What is ahead for you?
So I'm going to be attending the University of Utah in Salt Lake City, and I'll be going in as a biology student on the pre-med track. So a lot of science courses, but I'm really excited to go there for the outdoor recreation along with, you know, the academics. It'll be really fun.
So what is it about science and this whole area that interests you?
So I actually started taking some science classes early on my junior year. I took medical terminology and AP biology. And I just found myself really intrigued by the concepts because there's always so much to learn about in science. And, you know, new things are being discovered every day. And it's just a lot to soak in. And it makes me really excited to learn. So I hope I can keep doing that, you know, as a career.
So tell us a little bit about your family.
So I have two siblings. I have a younger brother. His name's Ian. And an older sister. She attends the University of Oregon. And they are both really, really big supporters in my life. You know, they're my siblings and we are very close. I also have a really strong mother. Her name's Erica Landeros. And, you know, she's been through a lot. She's a single parent. And, my father passed away when I was a year and a half. So we've been through a lot. But it also inspires me to keep pushing back, you know, through past setbacks and continue to learn and grow as a person every day. I think a huge lesson that my mom taught me was to take no's, but instead of just taking them and being defeated, to learn from them and come back stronger and keep trying until you get, you know, whatever goal you're trying to achieve.
Now, why did you get interested in track?
So I started running my freshman year. It's actually a little bit funny because my mom talked to me and she's like, I need you to do something active. And I was really scared because I hadn't run before. I came in as an inexperienced runner. But after the first season of cross country, I really enjoyed it because it's kind of like a competition with yourself. You know, you're just trying to improve with your own time and get better times in the future. So then I continued doing that in the track season. So during cross country, I run a 5K, and then for track and field, I'll do the 1500 or the 3000 meter runs.
Wow. Now, how well do you know the other finalists?
We're all very close. We have a lot of the same classes together. One of the finalists, Charlize De La Cruz, she's one of my closest friends. So it was really great to work together on this. And, you know, we interact a lot and we're all very happy to see each other, like, get the slip, like, oh, you're a finalist. I got it too. It was a good moment for all of us.
But is that a little competitive when it's some of your friends?
You know, not really. I think we all really support each other, and we kind of made this joke. We were like, okay, well, if I don't get it, I really hope you do. Either way, it would have gone to any of the students. It would have been in the right hands because we all try really hard.
So $10,000 towards tuition, I mean, that makes a big dent.
It really does. I think especially because I'm going to an out-of-state school and college, you know, the cost of it is only rising, it does make it a lot less stressful. And, you know, I was on stage and I tears started flowing because it was a really good moment for me because I felt so proud and also relieved. And it was just kind of like a, I did it, you know, moment.
What's ahead for you for the rest of the school year?
So right now we're just getting into the track and field season. So we have our first race tomorrow, actually. So I'm hoping to get a few more PRs. My goal for the 3,000 is to make it under 11:30 or 11 minutes and 30 seconds. We also have, you know, some senior celebrations, and graduation is in like 3 months. So that's really exciting too.
Does it feel like you've just suddenly got to the end of high school almost really quick?
Yes, it does. It's weird because the first 3 years of high school, it's like all in preparation to, you know, graduate and then go into college. And I feel like right now it's all actually happening and it's very real and present. So that's super exciting, but I'm also telling myself to just take it all in and enjoy the present.
And what about the beginning of your high school experience, which started out a little clunky?
So we had the pandemic, obviously, and that threw us for a little bit of a whirlwind. It's just another one of those setbacks that you overcome as a student, and it's really good to just take those setbacks and use them as learning experiences rather than limitations.
All right, Jaslyn Landeros, 2023 Future First Citizen. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:38, this is the Morning Report.